The Bush administration will no longer consult the American Bar Association about judicial nominees before making their names public. For nearly 50 years, Democrats and Republicans in the White House have asked the ABA to screen their nominees for judgeships and recommend whether they're fit for office. The ABA committee can rate a candidate well-qualified, qualified, and not qualified based on integrity, professional competence, and judicial temperament. Conservatives say the ABA has a liberal bias, and they're delighted with President Bush's decision. Democrat Charles Schumer, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, sees the decision as a political one. He said the White House is substituting ideology for quality in the selection of judges. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Every time a person is considered for the federal bench, a small committee of the ABA begins asking questions. The members interview people who know the candidate about his or her competence, integrity, and judicial temperament. Then the committee votes on whether the person is qualified for office. It's been done this way for half a century. Until now. Yesterday, the White House told ABA President Martha Barnett that the administration would no longer need the ABA's special services. According to a letter from White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez, it's not that the Bush White House doesn't value the ABA's advice. The question is whether the ABA should have its voice heard before and above all others. In a press conference, Martha Barnett said the move is not a surprise, but it is a puzzle.
We cannot think of any constructive reason that the administration would not want this kind of information to be available to them, just because it's information that they can review, accept, reject, ignore.
And the report only becomes public if the candidate is nominated. Indeed, Barnett says it's critical that the ABA receive the names in advance. That private screening period is the only time the ABA committee can talk with lawyers who have worked with the potential nominee and expect an honest answer about his or her fitness for office.
Once the names become public, it will be more difficult to have people speak candidly about a nominee if there are problems about that individual. I mean, lawyers may ask themselves, well, this candidate will be serving as a judge. I need to be careful what I say.
But Clint Bullock says it's about time that the White House, quote, sent the ABA packing. Bullock is the legal director of the conservative group Institute for Justice. And he says the ABA often gives conservative jurists a lower rating than they deserve because of ideology. For example, judges considered luminaries in conservative legal circles, such as Richard Posner and Frank Easterbrook, were given mixed reviews of qualified, unqualified. Bullock says the ultimate insult to conservatives was the ABA's treatment of Robert Bork. The ABA committee rated him well qualified, but four members rated him unqualified.
That shows that the ABA is substituting ideology for objective evaluation of a judge's credentials. And it's not surprising that it does. The kinds of criteria it employs include compassion, sensitivity, and things like that that are really very subjective criteria, and when viewed through a liberal prism, could be used and are used to disqualify conservative nominees.
Of course, the White House nominates judges and the Senate confirms or rejects them. The ABA only advises. Besides, Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, says senators like to have information about a nominee's character.
I want to know how their peers in the bar feel about them. I want to know what they've done in pro bono. Have they just been in practicing law to make money, or they've actually helped people at the same time? These are things I want to know. You don't get that in an FBI report.
Clint Bullock says the senators will still get that information, but from a range of groups.
Believe me, judicial nominees are scrutinized to a tremendous degree, and if there's anything lacking in a nomination or if it's somebody's crony or something like that, I assure you, we will hear about it.
And at least one senator plans to consult the ABA. Patrick Leahy says he will ask the ABA to prepare its usual report. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.